Hello, everyone. We are live. Yep, it's October 12th, Yom Kippur, 2024, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement. It is spoken about in the book of Leviticus. And so I know this is an urgent surprise broadcast. So if you can, please share it right now, because this morning, the Spirit of the Lord hit me and I received a very, let's put it this way, powerful, sobering word from the Lord. And so this is going to be interesting. So just if you can share it, welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us. To our Jewish brothers and sisters, we stand with you on this Yom Kippur, very crucial Yom Kippur. I think one of the most crucial we'll see in our lifetime is this year. And so welcome to everybody jumping on, to our moderators for coming on short notice. We have one of our social media team helping me tonight on short notice. Casey is here helping me. She knew I was going to get a word too. Some people around me just knew the Lord was going to give me a word on Yom Kippur. And then the Lord said something to me last night about it. Now I didn't know everybody else was sensing it. So, and then the Lord says something to me about it. And so basically this morning when I got up, I felt the presence of the Lord hit me when I woke up. I could feel it waking up. I could feel with the animals. I'm praying in the spirit, feeding the animals, go right into my office. And so basically I'm going to release the word tonight. And so I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to say two things before we release this word, because there are two things that tie to it that we have to talk about briefly. This is a lengthy word, so buckle up here. We are going to put it up on the blog as well, on arcofgrace.org. So, and welcome to everybody jumping on just now. Thank you so much for coming on. I know it's short notice. This is an urgent word from the Lord on Yom Kippur. So let me open up in prayer, and we're going to get into this tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins on this Yom Kippur, Father God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father God. We all fall so incredibly short of your glory, Father God. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, that you are slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness, Father God. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten, bruised, crushed, and pierced for our sin and iniquity. He hung on a cross. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us back to you, Lord. It reconciled us. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, glorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we just honor that before you this day. We come into your courts with praise and thanksgiving right now, Father God, for who you are. We welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, to fill this place, Father God, that the weight of your glory would fall, that the power of your presence would mightily go forth, that people would feel the might of your presence, Father God, as this word goes forth, that it would minister to them, that it would convict them, Lord, that it would draw them closer to you through your son, Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You're the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because you breathed into us. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. Lord, we say, Hashiveinu Adonai, Come to us, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose and dispatch right now and send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this home, to surround this property, Father God, to protect this word as it goes forth, to make a hedge and a shield and a wall around us of protection, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. This is your word, Father God. We are merely vessels and receptacles that your glory fills, that we are operated through, that we pour out for you, Father God, and for your kingdom, Father. Lord, we just praise you on this day of atonement, Father God, that you are the righteous judge. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness on this day. And we praise you, Father God. We praise you and give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear the notifications going off? Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I have little notifications sometimes that are going off in the corner of my computer. So welcome to everybody jumping on. I know this is a surprise. This morning, on Yom Kippur, the Lord gave me an urgent word, a sobering word, a very powerful and important word that after praying and discerning, I believed had to be released tonight on Yom Kippur. This would be about the time that Jews start to break their 24-hour fast on Yom Kippur. So besides that, this is October 12th that this word came. 12, biblically speaking, has to do with government and rule. So it is no accident that this word is coming forth today for what is going on in America, for what's coming, and as well as other nations. There is a lot to this word. Now, to explain how this word started. So when my spirit started stirring, just to briefly explain to you, if you haven't, I want you to go back after this and watch the interview that I did yesterday, Friday, which was the beginning of Yom Kippur, with Eric Trump and Clay Clark. They were both on together. Towards the end of that broadcast, we went into prayer. I also said something to Eric in that interview that is very important because my spirit had started stirring about this the night before. I spoke it to him during the interview. And then towards the end of the broadcast, when Eric and Clay had gotten off, the Lord had me immediately go into prayer, and it was powerful, and the Lord spoke, and my spirit began to stir then, and you could see the beginnings of this word if you go watch that broadcast coming out during that. So please, after this, go back over the weekend or on Monday and watch the broadcast with Eric Trump and Clay Clark and myself. It's up on all our platforms. We did it Friday, yesterday, October 11th. So I had to preface it with that because that's when my spirit had started to stir. So over the past 24 hours or so is when this had been going on. So welcome to everybody jumping on right now. This came at 8:30 a.m. finally. It took me, I believe, almost an hour of just silence and listening and writing what the Lord was saying. So I'm going to speak it. I'm going to release it on Yom Kippur. And this is going to go forth into the nation in the name of Jesus Christ. So I ask those of you who are watching, as you are listening to this word, to pray, to agree, to discern, to test the spirit as we go forth. So let's do this. As people are jumping on, we're just going to start. And then as they jump on, they can listen. So, praise the Lord. Okay. All praise, glory, and honor be to the Lord of hosts, maker of heaven and earth, who sits on the highest throne and weighs the matters of nations and men. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, call to me, my children, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call to me in an hour of pressure, in an hour of uprising and attack, says the Lord. Call unto me as you go through the narrowest and most treacherous part of this valley for your nation's deliverance, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the lots have been cast, says the Lord. The lots have been cast. In my courts, righteous lots have been cast. And within the earth, wicked lots have been cast to attempt one last plan to destroy opponents and their families, says the Lord. Wicked lots are being cast during the holiest, that's capitalized, of times, says the Lord. And it is, capitals, a violation of my order, says the Lord. How dare you take what is holy and desecrate it with corrupt plans to rob a nation of its inheritance, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, they are making the most desperate attempt in this time to strip the nation of America of its inheritance, of its birthright. This is all capital. Of its birthright, says the Lord. They are attempting to wickedly sell the birthright of America to nations who are my enemies, says the Lord. Wicked people in your nation attempting a sale to sell what is not theirs and broker what they did not earn. Thus says the Lord, in this time, in this hour, that's capital, I am weighing the matters of men and nations in my courts, that's capital. I am weighing the matters of government, of leaders, of the church in my capital courts. For I, the Lord God Elohim, am the righteous judge. I sit on the highest throne. I am your righteousness. And in my capital courts, righteousness is the foundation of my rulings. That's capital. My righteousness, my sovereignty, far outweighs the enemy's forces. And in this hour, I am judging America. I am weighing its merits. I am weighing its sins. I am weighing what wicked men have done. I am weighing what righteous men have done. And those judgments will come down in this time. Thus says the Lord, those called, the one called to be the shepherd of America, stand firm in the gap right now for the nation you want to protect and save. Turn to me, capital, the Lord your God, in all capital your ways, and I shall weigh that plea in this time, in this hour, capital. For thus says the Lord, I am weighing former presidents in this hour. I am weighing their deeds. I am judging their walk and how men have interfered in my capital matters of their own gain to hold on to a control that I, the Lord, have commanded them to let go of. Yet they have not heeded. They have not yielded. And they, in their puffed up pride and arrogance, think their presence is what will save a crumbling vessel that sold out to darkness, that betrayed the one who sat in the highest seat of the land. As Jezebel so betrayed to keep a death grip on power in the land, so you have seen such happen in this nation. And now those in this hour have risen up to attempt to prop up a corrupt and diseased branch and a shell of a woman who has sold out to darkness to pretend to be light, to masquerade as such. This is not your promised land, Barack. All capitals. This is not your promised land. So he says, this is not your promised land, Barack. And then all capitals, this is not your promised land. You may have written it years ago to attempt to bring it into existence and take a birthright never given to your line. This is not your land. This land is not promised to those who want to desecrate what is holy, says the Lord. And you have, you and the boastful donkeys, and your candidate and the diseased elephants have desecrated what is holy. You have encouraged the desecration of the covenant. You have encouraged perversion. You, capital, have encouraged the darkest of lies from the kingdom of darkness to usher in a regime and an error before its time. An era before its time, says the Lord. I am weighing former presidents in this hour. This is all capital. I am weighing candidates in this hour. I am weighing leaders in this hour. I am weighing the branches of government in this hour. I am weighing the church in this hour, for judgment begins in the house of God, says the Lord. All capital still. I am weighing you, says the Lord, and my verdicts will come down and will be carried out within the earth and within America. For the time of fullness of the wicked has come. Their cup of iniquity has become full. The blood of the innocent testifies against them in my courts. And in this hour, you will be judged and you shall be smeared with scandal and the charges that you so pridefully endeavored upon. All capitals. And says the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit speaks now. Ruach HaKodesh. And says the Spirit, all capitals, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth. Hear ye this day, those who dwell in America. The Lord strong and mighty has taken the judgment seat. And in this hour, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, those dark deeds now testify against them. For the spirits that influence such are being judged as well, and they are willing to give you up. And you shall tumble down a cliff of charges that your hands so built. Your household is not safe, says the Lord, for you were warned, O heads of the donkeys. You were warned, O heads of the Republicans. You were warned, O cabinet. You were warned, O queen of darkness, who thinks she is secure. However, says the Spirit, your seat is far from secure, and the eunuch you have so made a pact with, the darkest of what you both have done, shall come forth, says the Spirit, by order of Almighty God, and shall take the cornerstone out from your campaigns, for you have set yourselves in direct opposition to Almighty God, and that judgment is announced this day of atonement to now be executed and carried out. For the grace has thinned and the fullness of your exploits have come and now must be poured out. I felt that. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, my people, capital, in this hour must use the sword of the Spirit and legal power of the word to call the things that are not as though they were, and to speak in faith and boldness as you enter the narrowest part of this valley. To speak in faith the life America needs, for they have put in motion a fatal shot to America. It has been set in motion, and red and blue have come together for such. Those who boast they are for the people and righteousness, and then in back rooms have made deals to secure their power by selling America and its people illegally to nations who hate my word and my covenant and who blaspheme the name of my son. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, the view will change, says the Lord. I have heard enough. And it shall be shaken, and there shall be such a shake-up and a cracking at the core that the view shall go dark, says the Lord. It shall lose its spotlight, for that spirit attempting to ascend to the highest seat of the land hovers and broods around those women who have gone rogue. I called you, Goldberg. I think he's talking to Whoopi here. I called you, Goldberg. I called you from a young age, and you have taken a road of perdition. And in this time, you must choose, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am weighing Israel in this hour, says the Lord. I am weighing their treachery and their righteous acts in my courts. I am capital, and their leader will fully yield to me, capital, says the Lord. For the yoke has been placed upon him, and he is my ox, that's capital, says the Lord. I am the Aleph, says the Lord. The Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It means Lord and Master. I am the Aleph, says the Lord. I am capital, and I will utilize him in this last time of his leadership to issue a blow to the Ayatollah in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place. And for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time that is what they so shall receive. Their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Turkey shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Lebanon, get in line with what I, the Lord, have declared, or your seat shall be ripped out from under you, for you make your people unnecessarily suffer. Israel is about to find blueprints in Lebanon for locations of weapons, command centers, and they shall find a blueprint as well for a full-on four-corner attack on Israel that was set in motion. They shall find this. Call unto me, O Israel, and my son Yeshua, Messiah. Call unto him in this hour, for you are being weighed. Your government is being weighed. And shock out of the Israeli cabinet, for there is a mole. Shock from high up in the Israeli military, for there is a mole. And it is time, says the Lord, to pull the moles from their holes and expose the secrets they keep. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the male, M-A-I-L, the male, watch the mail. This has been set in motion. A chemical attack, says the Lord. Candidates and their families have been targeted. Senators have been targeted. A Supreme Court judge has been targeted, says the Lord. And as this mail is going out, orchestrated riots, says the Lord. They attempt total chaos approaching your election. And as the corrupt think they are slipping, they will try and create an emergency. This emergency to postpone will fall short, for there is another terrorist attack that has been set in motion, and the donkeys have knowledge of such and are funding this particular attack, while the elephants look the other way, who loathe the one named Trump and are willing to harm innocent people to attempt to stop his advance. Pray and intercede, my capital children, for this can be thwarted, it can, and exposed, and it will tie back to those who have loyalties to brotherhoods and red nations and loyalties to darkness who have given them an in. And says the Lord of hosts, this is all capitals, I am your shepherd, and I shall lead you through a valley of treachery. I shall protect my flock and those I have anointed through those I have anointed, though very flawed indeed, just as men are in the earth. Those who have attempted to destroy their lives and have attempts on the lives of their children and wives, I am judging those men in this hour. And the verdict and their wage is coming down in this hour. The destruction and death and lies and murder they have sown, their wage shall be paid them in full. In this time, including those high up in the media who so chose to speak utterances of death and darkness, they shall be forced to step down, for the people shall turn on them when it is exposed their interference and rhetoric helped to advance such heinous deeds. Recognizable names shall falter and go dark in this hour, for the media is being weighed and judged in this time, and their heads shall resign. Their backroom plots shall be exposed, and hate for America and the people and veterans and those who have served shall be exposed. For the agendas shall be muzzled. BLM shall attempt. PLO shall attempt, that corrupt, desecrated rainbow shall attempt an uprising to raise an outcry to who gives them power. However, says the Lord, all capitals, they shall be muzzled, for their heads are being judged and their agenda shall crack at the base and take such hits that it shall collapse part of their empires and weaken them at the core. For stealing a rainbow that was a covenant, for taking that I created, your heads, or for taking such that I created. That's it. So I'm going to read this again for you. It shall collapse part of their empires and weaken them at the core. For stealing a rainbow that was a covenant, for taking such that I created, Your heads shall be given such a wage that agenda against the little ones shall falter, shall crumble as sand, as the serpent now turns on you. I have given time and mercy. I am a merciful God. However, the outcry has become too great against you, and your actions have blasphemed what I made holy, and there is a wage for such in this time. Your rainbow shall become a scarlet letter to many, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Europe shall have a large turnover in leadership in this time, for they have been weighed, and the Vatican has been weighed, and their heads shall be paid their wage in this time for leading people astray away from the Lord and wrapping your arms around what is egregious to me. One of the largest money scandals to come forth from the Vatican in this time, one of the largest money scandals shall come forth from the Vatican in this time, says the Lord. I see what you have done, and I have given time to rectify, yet you have funneled and sent to my enemies to do horrific exploits within the earth. This shall be exposed. Smoke from the chimney of the Vatican is coming in this season, says the Lord. That normally means a turnover and a new pope, I think, when that happens. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals here, this whole paragraph. I am God, there is no other. And I expect my children to be salt and light in an hour of darkness. For darkness will attempt to blanket and burden this nation over the next months. However, I have given unto you the power, my children, to send darkness in retreat. For darkness must submit to the light, it must. The verdicts coming down have been written on scrolls by my hand, and have been given to my army to carry out in this hour in your nation. Your capital shall be turned over as sabotage is within the White House, for one who sits on the highest seat has spoken, and it is in opposition to what his handlers and party demanded. And before he sleeps, he shall speak and expose what they never wanted the nation to know. I, the Lord, shall use such to ensnare their own kind, and their feet shall get caught in a trap that they laid for opponents, and it shall stop them short of the finish line. I am the Word. I am God. I am, and there is no other. And I love my children, and those who serve me shall be protected in this hour. The flock and part of the church that has lagged behind with ill-equipped shepherds and sheep who have no direction shall be ensnared in this valley. And the shepherds will abandon their flocks as they were showmen. And the battle is exposing who truly are my shepherds and who pretend to be. All capitals here. O Trumps, this is the most treacherous part. Now listen, this is very important. O Trumps, this is the most treacherous part, all capitals. Cleave to me, seek me, walk in my ways, walk circumspectly before me and with reverence, for my covering shall stay upon you as you do such. Do not get ahead of the Lord in this time, but follow me with all your heart and gird up your loins. That means ready yourself for battle. Gird up your loins for this narrow road ahead, for you must have the heart of a shepherd who slew a giant, protected his flock, put down the Philistines, sought the Lord with all his heart, though very flawed. David chased after me, the Lord his God. All capitals. You need me, the Lord your God, my favor and my righteous judgments and favor. Seek it. Speak the word. Speak the word of God over the nation and life to a diseased soul that the wicked have tormented and kept in chains in the tombs. The storms came before deliverance. This is Luke 8. The storms came before deliverance has come to this land. So the storms came because deliverance has come to this land. And those chains are set to be broken. And the tormented soul of this nation freed. If you walk in my ways and my people cry out and speak in faith as these judgments are carried out. All capitals. judgment and deliverance in a day. You shall see it, says the Lord. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord. America has many flaws and has shed much blood. However, I am merciful, and I remember my covenants. That flow shall be stopped up, and my word shall stand. I am God, there is no other. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Amen and amen. Oh, amen. I felt that. Oh, praise the Lord. I felt the weight of the word coming down on me as I was reading it. All glory be to God. Praise the Lord because he gave it. This is God's words. I'm just the vessel delivering it, and I am humbled to even deliver it. So this word is so weighty because of the gravity of the situation right now at stake. There is the gravity of the situation of America and of Israel affects the whole world. And in this hour, when God says he is weighing the matters of men and leaders and nations and the church, he's not kidding. He is, because on Yom Kippur is when the Jews believe the verdicts come down from a 10-day trial that opens after Rosh Hashanah, 10 having to do with completion. And for 10 days, this trial goes on. And the verdicts come down on Yom Kippur. So this is why this word came down on Yom Kippur, because this is like the reporting from the court. So this is like the reporting coming down from the court of God on Yom Kippur. So you are being made aware of what is happening in God's court on Yom Kippur, and he's making you aware of that so you know how to pray. And for those of you who need to humble yourselves before Almighty God and get back in line with him. So this is literally coming down from the court of God, these words. So look at it that way. When you have a court reporter that is reporting what's happening in the court and reporting the verdicts coming down and reporting the questions the judge is asking, this is what this is. And so all glory be to God. This is a weighty word. This is a weighty word. And I'll tell you a couple of things very fast, and then we'll wrap it up here. But when the Lord had said to Barak, this is not your promised land. If you remember years ago, he wrote a book called Promised Land. And he put that to paper to try to bring to pass certain things. And so the Lord, I believe, is bringing this back out to the surface because he has decided to come back out and interfere in the Lord's business. And so I believe that's why that is in here. He's weighing former presidents. That means more than him. That means other former presidents as well, because in this hour, the Lord says from his courts, he is weighing former presidents. Another serious part of the word is when the Holy Spirit announces to America and the inhabitants of the earth that God has taken the judgment seat. I think this is one of the most serious parts of the word here. And I'll read it to you again. It's in all capitals. And says the Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth. Hear ye this day, those who dwell in America, the Lord strong and mighty has taken the judgment seat. And in this hour, that means court is in session. That's what that means. He has taken the judgment seat. Court is in session. And in this hour, the dark deeds that men and women have executed, those dark deeds now testify against them. For the spirits that have influenced such are being judged as well, and they are willing to give you up. and you shall tumble down a cliff of charges that your hand so built. Your household is not safe, says the Lord, for you were warned, O heads of the donkeys. You were warned, O heads of the Republicans. You were warned, O cabinet. You were warned, O queen of darkness, who thinks she is secure. However, says the Spirit, your seat is far from secure, and the eunuch you have so made a pact with. The darkest of what you both have done shall come forth, says the Spirit, by order of Almighty God. So you're hearing, you're seeing God take the judgment seat. You're seeing who's testifying against who. And then it says, by order of Almighty God, and shall take the cornerstone out from your campaigns, for you have set yourselves in direct opposition to Almighty God. And that judgment is announced this day of atonement to now be executed and carried out, for the grace has thinned and the fullness of your exploits have come and now must be poured out. That is heavy. And that is showing you at the end that judgment that was announced the Day of Atonement on this specific item right here. There were other judgments as well. And then in the rest of the word, the Lord was saying he was weighing America, America's merits and her sins. So the sins of America and the merits of America were being weighed. And he said, the blood of the innocent is testifying against the wicked. So there is an outcry of the blood of the innocent. As Abel's blood cried out from the earth for justice, so in God's court right now, the blood of the innocent is crying out and testifying against the wicked and crying out to God for justice. And this is what is happening. It's a very serious hour we're in. And he says we're entering the most treacherous part of the valley, and that he will protect those that serve him. He will protect those that stay close to him. But we're entering not only a treacherous part of the valley, but I believe it says, let me see here. Yeah, here it is. Hold on. Narrow. All right, let me see here if I can get it up, because I'm trying to get up Narrow Gate here, because that's another very important part of. Let's see here if I can get it up for you real fast. Control F. Let's see. Okay. Narrow. Let's see here. Let's see. Walk in my waist. This might be it right here. Narrow road ahead. When he's speaking, to the Trumps, and he says, oh, Trumps, in capitals, this is the most treacherous part. Cleave to me, seek me, walk in my ways, walk circumspectly before me, and with reverence, for my covering shall stay upon you as you do such. Do not get ahead of the Lord in this time, but follow me with all your heart and gird up your loins for this narrow road ahead. For you must have the heart of a shepherd who slew a giant, protected his flock, put down the Philistines, sought the Lord with all his heart, though very flawed. David chased after me, the Lord his God. The narrow road. Okay, because it talks about in scripture that wide is the road to sin, right? But narrow. Narrow is the road and narrow is the gate when it comes to entering into God's kingdom. The road to sin is wide. The gate, and why is that gate so narrow? Because it's a gate of deliverance. And many people don't want to do what they have to do for deliverance to happen. And so that's why he says, enter ye through the narrow gate. Enter ye through the narrow gate. That's the gate we want. And that's what's ahead. It's the most treacherous part of the valley. It's the narrow road that is ahead. The road is narrowing now, and it's going to take even more trust in the Lord now to endure this part. I believe that the most pressure-filled time we will see is now after Yom Kippur has ended, going to the end of the year. That's when I believe you're going to see one of the most pressure-filled moments in the United States of America come. And you know, with pressure, there is deliverance. With pressure, it gets heavy. With pressure, you feel squeezed. And right now, God's people have to be able to handle the pressure. The sign of being able to walk in victory, one of the signs is being able to handle the pressure when it gets really, really heavy. And the Lord says that take his yoke upon you. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We have to take that yoke upon us in this pressure-filled time, because these judgments are coming down. You're going to see it affect the natural. You're going to see the shaking in the natural come down from these judgments, including of former presidents. You're going to see these judgments on Yom Kippur coming down from God's courts and being carried out in the capital of our nation. Within the White House, even, you're going to see these judgments being carried out across America within the church. And part of this flock, the Lord is saying, is going to be abandoned in this valley because your shepherds really aren't shepherds. They're pretending to be shepherds. And part of this flock is going to be abandoned in a very dark valley, and they're going to have no direction because they don't have a shepherd to lead them through this. That's why God has to be your shepherd, leading us through this, because it's not going to be a man ultimately that saves America. It's going to be Almighty God and his hand and his righteous judgments and his people partnering in faith with him, because we are vessels that he fills. We are tools that he operates through and uses to do great exploits in the earth. And it doesn't necessarily always take a majority to defeat evil. It takes a minority that partners faithfully and in submission with Almighty God. And that becomes the majority that then overthrows the wickedness. It starts with that. It starts with the faithful minority partnering with Almighty God. And that in turn grows to the majority. And that's what we have to understand right now, America. This is what we have to understand. And there is warring in the heavenlies. I feel it. I feel the pressure around my head. I'm not kidding you. I can feel it on many days because the warring has intensified over the nation. This is why, because they don't want these judgments coming down. Because when these judgments come down, the plans of the wicked are going to crumble before the face of the American people. This is why you have to make sure that you are on the side of Almighty God, that you are serving him. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, because those that are in the world are going to be shaking and knocking their knees together with what's coming. This is why we have to be sober-minded and vigilant right now, because the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. But when these judgments come down, branches are going to break, plans are going to be shaken. Wicked campaigns are going to crumble. People are going to be exposed. People are going to resign when this happens. And it's happening now in God's courts. He has taken the judgment seat. This is happening. And those who have tried to destroy political opponents, they will be judged in this hour as well. They will be judged with the charges at hand that are being read in God's courts for daring to interfere in God's covenant business, because that is what this is. 1 Samuel 17:45-50. The charges against Goliath had now come to their fullness, and God had taken the judgment seat, and the verdict was now being carried out through a shepherd boy named David for Goliath's fall. That was his verdict. His life was his verdict for what he had done, not only to the Israeli people, to the Jewish people, but how he had blasphemed Almighty God for 40 days straight. The way God carries out judgment sometimes wouldn't be the way we would. And sometimes he uses vessels we may not like. Sometimes he uses vessels that are brazen, that say things that upset people. Sometimes he uses vessels that are just, you know, not to the fullness yet of where their faith needs to be, but they're getting there. And the Lord judges those matters and sees into the matters of the heart where we cannot see. But I promise you, these judgments are coming down because this has been spoken this day and given on Yom Kippur. All glory be to God. Yes, and yes, what they have done to that rainbow, that's why this judgment is coming down in this time too, because of what they have taken it and used it for. And the Lord says, it is better to have a millstone hung around your neck and be thrown into the sea than to cause one of these little ones to sin. Well, the millstone is etched with your charges now. Choose this day whether you're going to repent or not. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come here. Guess who's on my desk? Esther. Little Esther jumped on my desk. There you go. Go up there for now. Good girl. She'll go perch up there while we finish. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. All glory be to God on this Yom Kippur. For this word being given and delivered, I felt it and I felt the weight of it. And we give God all the praise for that. Please go watch the interview with Eric Trump and Clay Clark, because this started during that interview. I had spoken something during it. And then towards the end, I went into prayer. And that's when my spirit had started to stir, and the spirit of the Lord had really begun to stir my spirit. And then by morning, this word had come. So please go back and watch it. It is on all of our platforms. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight, for tuning in. Thank you to all our team who came on to help us tonight on this urgent broadcast, this urgent word from the Lord. We will be back on Monday. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Esther's yawning. Psalm 91. Say it every single day. I do, over me and Chris, every single day. I also armor up us every day and our animals at the sanctuary. And when we do morning prayer with our employees, I put the armor of God on them too. So just armor up everyone in your household if you can. It is so important. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3. Please read it, as well as The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. Hold on, honey. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to tell you what those verses are right now. I'm going to get it because it's right here on my shelf. And I'm going to give you those specific scriptures right now because I know them by heart. I say them every day. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20. Which starts with, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's how it begins. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the first two pages of this book, but we thank you very much. We will make sure to include this now for you from now on, so you can go to these scripture verses and you can speak them. I suggest speaking them. It actually helps increase you in your wisdom in the Lord. It helps increase you in your wisdom. It really, truly does. So I encourage you to speak them. We also have Psalms up on the screen that we normally put up for you as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be praying that way, coming in with praise and thanksgiving first, saying, Lord, your will be done. And then we get to the asking part. Then we get to the asking part after those first three parts have happened. I just implore you to adopt it into your prayer life. You won't be sorry that you did. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. God bless. All glory be to Almighty God, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, on this Yom Kippur, our righteous judge, who truly sits on the highest throne and sits on the judgment seat and judges righteously and weighs the matters of nations and men. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. See you on Monday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.